smile at your corner for good luck.
Get ready to go.
Everybody ready? Let's dance it.
September 2004, the day of 27. I messed that up.
That's all right.
Okay. We're here in our studio, our living room, which we call our studio, and I'm joined with my co-host, DJ Mullins, Adam.
Yes, in the house.
And also today we have our other roommate that has been too shy to be on the show, but we convinced him that he's going to be on the show today, and his name is Eric.
His name is Too Shy.
Hey, what's up, listeners?
So yeah,
that's my sentence exactly.
Yeah, so Eric's our one of our roommates, and Shannon I think is going to be on the show later. He stepped out to go see his girlfriend, priorities, but he should be back on the show later. He had a good story to share, but if he's not back, I think I'm going to push that to later.
All right,
but first things first, emails that we've gotten. Well, actually, before we do emails, I want to pimp out the Geek Love Radio AIM name again. If you guys want to get a hold of us during the show, just message us at Geek Love Radio. And on AOL Instant Messenger or Trillion or Game or whatever. And your messages will come to our studio and we'll be able to answer those. We'll get to those at the end of the show sometime, so we're not blogged or overdone, I guess.
And they will be screened, so we're not just going to read everything people send to us.
Yeah, we don't want to hear about your private lives, I guess.
Or just have us read something stupid on the show that you send us.
So, yeah. All right, we're going to talk about emails first, and one of them's an email, one of them's a post from a forum that I'm in, but he said that I could use it. The first guy, Nix, I'm just going to explain the situation because it's a really long story, I guess, and it's not really worth going through the whole thing. But his question in the end is basically this. Do you think you could ever truly love someone, or I guess like someone, once you saw him or her do something that really bothered you? Like, that was his main question. And mostly, I guess, his pet peeve was cheerleading. He didn't like this girl, but he didn't agree with the cheerleading thing that she was doing at school, so yeah, that kind of ruined it for him.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, that was it. But my advice to him was this, and I'm going to use a computer analogy to it, kind of, because that's kind of what I know. But trying to second guessings always ends up having some sort of failure. Don't judge girls or guys by mundane details. It doesn't matter. Small details really don't matter in the end. I mean, you can always work past those or look past those.
Yeah, you don't have to all be into the same thing.
Yeah, I guess nobody likes being judged, though, you know, especially when it's something as small as that. You know, there are guys who don't like the whole cheerleading thing, but there are tons of things girls don't like about guys, so, you know,
yeah, I'm sure
look
that,
past that.
I'm sure that if, you know, she was interested in him, she could find something about him that she wasn't into.
Yeah, my basic... I guess somebody mentioned also that they're like, yeah, well, girls are really confusing, and I guess it could go both ways, that guys are really confusing. This is what I have to say about that. Everything's confusing when you start out and don't understand something. Like, I related it to computers because this was in a computer forum. I said, if you're starting out with a new computer or a new operating system or, like, a new anything, you're always going to have troubles. You don't know how it runs. You don't know what the ins and outs are. I mean, basically, you're just stuck there trying to figure things out on yourself. And
trial and error.
Trial and error. And honestly, that's, in the end, how it works. And girls and dating and relationships are like that. You can't just sit there and expect to know everything once you go out into this dating world. And that's what we're here for. So, yeah. As I said on the forums, dude, just keep working at it. Don't let small things like that bother you, because in the end, you're never going to find someone that's perfect, because no matter what sort of girl you meet, there's always going to be something about her that probably you won't like.
I mean, the only instance where I could see this maybe being a problem is if she was in, cheerleader mode 24/7. Where
yeah,
she comes over to his, she goes over to his house and starts spelling out his name and cheering and stuff.
Yeah, he mentioned something that, I guess it was that she was, like, really nerdy for the most part. Like, that's why he liked her, because she was some nerdy girl. But he didn't like how, at a pep rally, she was helping cheer or something like that. I don't know. It wasn't anything that big of a deal. It was just one of those sort of desperation things, I guess. We'll learn how to deal with women. It's okay.
Yeah, it shouldn't... I mean, if you like her, it shouldn't matter what she's into.
Just don't overanalyze the situation, I guess. Don't look too deeply into it.
Exactly. Words of wisdom. Don't look too deeply into it.
But I like that OS reference. You don't know how to run things at first.
You don't. Some things... think about it. When you started out with, like, Linux, or, like, Eric over here that doesn't even want to try Linux...
Come on, leave me alone.
Oh, we're not going to leave you alone. No, I'm joking. But,
Switch.
But, I mean, when you try something new, there's always things that you're scared about. You know, you don't know what's going to happen. And being scared is part of life, so don't worry about it.
Just have that feeling that you're going to mess it up.
Yep, exactly.
Or you're going to break it.
Exactly. So, alright, let's see. I have another email here from somebody I've never heard of named Matt, and he's listening to our show. I don't know, he might be one of our overseas listeners. He says, lately I've had a run-in or two with a girl I like. We don't see each other much because we don't have the same classes and stuff, but when we do see each other and hang out, we have a good time. The only problem is my friends don't like her for some reason. What should I do? So his problem is his friends don't like the girl he likes.
That shouldn't be a problem.
Does it say why they don't like her? I mean, they're your friends.
He shouldn't base whether or not his friends like this girl as a requirement for him to like her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It shouldn't matter.
Well, it just depends on why they don't like her, I guess. I mean, they are your friends. You do want their input. I mean, it's a personal relationship.
I guess I could see if he was, blind to a certain fact that, that this girl was whatever type of personality or was doing things behind his back or something, but...
I kind of had a situation like this, and guys that are listening to the show that are my friends that were in this situation with me, they'll probably vouch and still say that, she's not a good choice. I had the same for this girl, alright? I won't mention any names, but my friends didn't like her at all, and, they kind of still don't like her. But the thing is that, back then, she just came off wrong to people or something. But, I saw past that, and, I knew what she was actually like. And that was kind of hard to tell or explain my friends when they had this idea in their head. So, honestly, what I would try to do is this. I would try, in your situation, is try to get your friends and that girl in the same room or situation, I'll go out to the mall or go to the movies or something, and then from there they'll get to know her better instead of just trying to judge her, unless there's some obvious reason like they said that totally
they know her past but she doesn't know her past or something.
Yeah, if you don't know it for some reason, then yeah
you might want to find out exactly why your friends don't like her instead of just them. I don't know how they don't like her. I mean, if they're just saying I don't like that girl, or if they're giving you reasons, look into the reasons. Or
talk to them. Communication is the key to anything. I think so, at least.
But I could say if I had a girl that my friends didn't like, but I did like, and there was no reason for them to not like her, it wouldn't matter to me if my friends didn't.
Well, no, it wouldn't matter to me at all. It's just in general, you want the whole communication thing. I mean,
I agree. I mean, things gotta work out. In the end, it's your decision. But that's what friends are there for, I guess. To watch out sometimes.
That's almost one of those things where you shouldn't overanalyze it too much.
Yeah.
Unless his friends are causing problems, or if it's a problem, not getting along with his friends because he's with this girl, and then maybe look into it, but I guess I would need more information.
Yeah, well, if you're listening, send more stuff in so we can talk to you. So we can get more stuff.
Give us some details.
Yeah, give us some details. And, let's see. Alright, next we're going to talk about something, but our roommate Shannon that was going to talk about it with us, he's not here right now, so we might save that for a different time or different show, because he has a really good story to share. So, I'm just going to skip ahead to the article, one of the articles that I read, and the article that I read this week was realities of dating, and troubles that guys and girls experience when they're trying to find people of the opposite sex. Like, I don't know how to explain it more than, like, the it's like the resistance of harsh realities of dating. I don't, like, trying to understand what goes wrong, or, like, what you're doing wrong in dating, and how you can fix it, I guess. And we all go through these things, I guess, sometimes when we're having our dating problems. And we only have one show notes thing here because we don't have any printer paper.
Yeah.
So, but one of the things, like my first topic of realities of dating is frustration. And basically frustration of dating life or trying to find a girl or a guy is always going to be there. Because no matter what happens, I mean, a relationship needs work and time. And if you don't want to give the time, sometimes you get frustrated or things go wrong and it leads to problems and stuff.
Also, if you're one of our listeners that's never really been in a relationship, you're going to really experience the frustration thing because you're going to go through a lot of things you've never gone through before as far as
exactly
dealing with maybe like jealousy
or like girls having girls night out every night or something like that. Just an example.
or maybe you're not feeling like you have enough free time to do your own thing.
Yeah. I mean, you're always going to have... You're just going to have to deal with learning how to handle that frustration. Because no matter what relationship you're going to have, sooner or later, there's going to be some sort of frustration in there. And you got to figure things out. And when you can do that, things will come easier for you.
And if you can figure it out and you can work things out, that just makes your relationship stronger. You know, it's your key that, I mean, it's going to let you know that it's going to work out if you can get past trivial things.
Yeah. Do you have anything to say about frustrations, Eric?
Oh, no. Only that I have too many of them. And, yeah, I'm sure if I get into a relationship that it'll be quite frustrating, but I look forward to the challenge, I guess.
I need my Quake 3 time.
Yeah, it's going to take out of your Quake 3 time.
Well, yeah.
Video games. Girls become greater than video games. Alright. But my advice is don't try to throw tantrums or push ahead or ignore things when they do go wrong. Because it's only going to make things worse later. So if you do have a frustration or something, bring it up with the person that you're being frustrated about. Because that would usually solve most frustration problems.
Yeah, and I had a problem where I used to deal with frustrations by just kind of ignoring it, or if there was a problem, I just wouldn't mention it, and I just kind of
blow it off.
Yeah, and that would make things worse.
Yeah,
and if there's a problem that you need to talk about, you shouldn't run away from it.
Exactly.
I've done that, and it just makes things worse. Like, I used to run away thinking that I'm just going to make things worse by trying to work it out.
Exactly.
But
I was having a chat conversation with one of my best friends the other day about this, because she has I think she has a problem of letting go of some things. Or not letting go, but she doesn't express herself. And she's going to bitch me out probably for talking about this. But I I don't think she expresses herself enough. I think she needs to let go of some things and, you know, that have been held back, because she has a lot to offer, I guess. I don't know. She has potential. So, that's what I have to say. Always, don't ignore things. Take things and work with them, because other than that, they're just going to get worse. But, on with frustration, our next topic is perfectionism. And this happens a lot when you're starting out to date. Because you always want everything to be perfect in a relationship. Because that's the ideal relationship. You always want to have the perfect relationship. I mean, who wants a beating husband or boyfriend or girlfriend?
Can't
for that matter.
You can't say too many people would want that.
Exactly.
It just makes it makes more Lifetime movies.
And perfectionism goes along with frustration, because when you don't have things perfect, then that frustration gets, you know, like we talked about, that'll start coming. So trying to work on, like, perfecting things doesn't work. If you're going to wait for the perfect girl to come around, you're going to have to wait forever, because, I mean, reality speaking, a girl is, or a guy even for that matter, no one is perfect. There's always going to be something. And as we talked about in the beginning of the show with the email, or with the post on that forum that I was talking, I mean, nobody's ever going to be, come around that's going to be perfect for you. So you just got to work with what you have, sort of.
I think, in lines with the whole perfection thing, if you're just trying to go for perfection the first time, it's not going to work, because it's those past relationships that help you realize what it is that you are looking for, and what, basically, it changes your requirements.
Totally. In this article that I read, they had this cool thing. You know how most people say ready, aim, fire sort of thing? Well, they have a tactic called ready, fire, aim. So, like, get ready with the relationship, go for it, and then after you see what happened that went wrong, then you can aim towards making that better. I thought that was kind of cool. So do your homework, take action, and then learn from your mistakes. That's basically how it works. Anything to say, Eric?
I guess, in general, nobody really wants perfection anyways. That
I do.
Would make that...
Yeah. All right,
maybe, but in a relationship, I don't know, that would... I don't know, end up being kind of boring, kind of stale. I mean, you do want differences and challenges. And, I don't know.
I guess it depends on what your definition of perfection is.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, a perfect girl could be somebody that's totally wrong for you. I don't know. So, I mean, your perfect girl would be somebody that has problems and issues that you want to fight through.
Or there could just be, they could have one, you know, one thing about them that they have that you think is perfect.
Yeah. So, yeah. Let's see, what else? Let's see, the next thing is the problems. Everybody that I know that has problems with dating. And the harsh reality, the fact of the matter is, everybody always makes excuses for something. Like, possible excuses that I have of why people can't date right now, or, you know, they're having their own problems or their own excuses is, like, you're too old. Like, you have kids if you're older, you're divorced. Some people say they live in too big of a city that they can't find the perfect person. Some people say, hey, we live in too small of a city. How the hell are we going to find the person that's right for us? Some people think they're too fat, too skinny. You just got to throw all that away, because that really doesn't matter. I mean, those aren't really problems. Those are just excuses. I mean, I don't know.
You just can't make excuses for everything. Exactly. I mean, a lot of those are just reasons, you know, the whole I'll do it tomorrow mentality.
Exactly.
So, you say you're too fat, but are you going to do anything to change that, or are you just going to milk that excuse forever?
I've been known to milk excuses for a long time, and it sucks. So, and trust me, as one that knows, just going for it is a lot easier, and it saves a lot more time, and you won't have the frustrations and things like that in your life. So, focus on things that really matter. Throw aside those excuses, and because you're only going to hurt yourself by holding yourself back. Because you're not, I mean, if you're going to hold yourself back and not go date, you're obviously not going to get experience of what you need to experience. And if you want to find that perfect person in your life, that person for you, then obviously making excuses, you're not going to do that.
Yeah. People I know who make excuses like that are just waiting for the perfect person to come into their life, but they're not doing anything to find that person.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. I'm going to find the perfect girl by sitting at my couch and watching TV.
And it happens, people. I've seen it. Although you got those people that are like, hey, 1-800-GIRLS. Wow. She looks kind of perfect for me.
Yeah, little they know they're talking to some, like, trailer trash and stuff.
No offense to trailer trash people.
Some 300-pound woman using her sexy voice.
And no offense to 300-pound women either, because I've seen some pretty sexy 300-pound women out there.
Yeah.
I'm going to regret that one later. All right.
We're going to rip that out of the show and make some remix out of it or something. Yeah. A soundboard, the Richard soundboard. Like 300. I'm not going to say it.
All right. The last thing that I'm going to talk about is the numbers game. You get frustrated because statistically speaking, you're mostly going to lose. I mean, honestly, the matter of fact of dating is losing and learning, because that's what dating's about. If you don't go out and lose, then you're not going to know how to learn from your mistakes. So, if for those of you that are don't want to date because you're scared that you're going to lose and, like, fail at dating, and it's just going to be a miserable, like, loss in personal dignity, don't worry about it, because that's what it's there for. That's why you date.
I know people who have the fear that they get turned down by one person, then all that person's friends will find out, and there'll be this chain reaction. And if they worry about that, that they'll get turned down by this one person, then everybody else is gonna know. And the, you know,
trust me. I mean, I think I don't even care. Like, if how many times do you worry about somebody else, like else's dating life, and you don't look at a girl or a guy and be like, oh man, seriously, they dated that person, they must be a loser or something like that, or like, she got turned down by him.
You know, or like 10 years later, you got turned down by this person.
Holy shit, although it could be pretty embarrassing. I'm just joking. Go for it. I mean, don't worry about numbers, because once you understand, like, if you don't, say you're totally bad at, you know, approaching girls. If you don't practice approaching girls, you're never going to know how to fix your problem. Because if you sit there and you try to, I guess, work it out, and only go after 3 girls your whole life, it's never gonna be fixed. You always need the, I don't know, I'm not a big science person, but you know, repetitiveness always is good, I guess.
There are some people though who meet that one person and they stay with that one person and they luck out.
Yeah, some people really luck out, and that's cool. Even to those people though, sometimes I would say that sometime before they commit farther, sometimes they just need to step back and focus, and maybe they're just clouded, like they don't know exactly what they want, and they're just settling for something that they have. So even then, if you're in a relationship, or if you're not in a relationship, or whatever, just, I mean, step back and learn from things, and understand what you really want, because sometimes you really don't know, and you're just settling for what you have.
Yeah, you should never just settle for what you have. You know, get married to the one person that gave you a date or whatever.
Exactly.
But I am a firm believer that you need to experience some relationships before you, you know, settle down with one.
I say 20. 20 relationships. I'm
just
joking.
It just depends on how long and how long and how serious they were.
Yeah. Especially when it starts getting, like, if you're in a relationship that's serious, and it's going to get more serious, possibly. Seriously, take a step back and understand and, like, know what's going to happen. Because sometimes that can lead to worse heartache later down the road, or, like, even more troubles when you do realize that maybe you didn't, I mean, like, you wanted to spend more time seeing what else you had out there. But, like, I mean, do it while you can. People are always going to be there, so that's my advice for that. Oh, and I was going to say, also, eventually, you know, after a while, odds aren't going to matter anymore, because after you've been dumped or denied by 10 girls, 15, 30, it doesn't really matter. So, I mean, seriously, it comes to a point where you just don't care anymore, and
you don't want to get to the point, though, where you just, like, hit on everything that walks.
No, obviously, you don't want to go to every girl you see and be like, hey, you want to date me? No, alright. Hey, do some cheesy pickup line, get slapped.
Yeah, then accidentally ask out somebody who looks like a girl but really isn't.
Yeah. Oh, I have a funny story to share about that, about one of my friends, but we won't go into that one. Alright.
Like, I think she's a girl.
Alright, so go out and try things, because you need to, and get things organized in your lives, and don't worry about frustrations, don't worry about perfectionisms, throw away those excuses because they really don't matter. So, yeah. I guess my next topic is for those of you that already have somebody that you want to date.
Somebody keeps banging their mic. Stop it.
Is it me?
I think so.
Is it me?
Yeah, don't do that.
Okay, sorry.
I'm engineer over here in my engineering chair, so.
Yeah, he has his headphones on. He thinks he's hot shit.
I'm the one that can listen to what listeners hear.
I'm joking. All right. No, my... I rule. Usually I do a top 10 list every week of, you know, just whatever things because it's something funny. But this week I found a cool top 10 list, and this is for those of you that want to go on first dates, that need, you know, help with the first date set. After you're on a first date, or in the first date, basically, what you need to know. And this is called Top 10 First Date Blunders, What Not to Do on a First Date. And these are mostly serious, because, I mean, I tried looking for a funny one, but it didn't work, and they were really dumb. So, I'm going to say one, and then I want to hear you guys' opinions on it. Alright, this is number 10, never answer your cell phone at a date on a first date. I would say that's a good advice.
Yeah, because the one person you'd want to call you, you're already with, so you don't really need your cell phone.
Exactly. Unless you're a doctor, I would say don't answer your cell phone, because if it's a matter of life and death situation, and, like, you have some hot model, and you're a doctor, I can understand, maybe. But other than that, you should not have to worry about, you know, who else is going to call you or what you're going to do later. People can wait.
Although, I don't think most girls would care if you answered the phone because your mom called or something. Like, I wouldn't care if I was with a girl and she answered the phone because it was something in her family, like,
yeah,
her mom or dad.
Okay, I guess a better tip then would be, don't answer it if it's your friend talking about her date or how she got thrown away by some guy, you know, on the side of the road. Don't make it something worthless. If it's going to be a phone call that you're going to answer, make sure it's something worth your time.
I don't have a cell phone, so that wouldn't be a problem for me, but just, yeah, make sure you're not answering calls from your friends calling you up about,
you know,
5 minutes after your date or just stupid stuff like that.
You know, if you're some guy that's seeing more than one girl, don't answer it. When it's
you know, and that's happened to me before, too. I was on a blind date once, and this girl... The girl's friends that hooked me up on the blind date kept calling her, like, every 5 minutes to ask how things were going. So I got pissed and, like, shut off the phone. And she got kind of pissed at me. So that can lead to troubles.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go on to number 9. Don't boast or show off about yourself. That's the number 9 tip. Because nobody likes a bragger, I guess. More or less. I would say to an extent that you don't really want to... What I have down is, like, okay, you want to let her talk because you want... Your object is to get to know her better. And unless she or he asks you... I guess this goes both ways. If he asks you a personal question or direct question, then answer it. But don't sit there and be like, you know... If he's like, oh, so you have a car, yeah, don't be like, yeah, I have a car, and then I have, like, $5,000 in cash in my wallet.
Yeah, don't turn your date into your audience.
Very good tip. Don't turn your date into your audience.
There's a comment there that says, she's there, so you already did something right. And
exactly.
I agree with that. I mean, you're there to hopefully have a good time, you know, learn something about each other, but don't go overboard with it. Don't.
Yeah, if she's there already, sitting next to you on a date, then you obviously did something right.
Like, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, so you don't have to boast or show off, because she already obviously likes you, or he likes you for something that you've done. So
there are people out there that they feel they have nothing to offer except for the fact that, you know, I have spinners on my car, or
yeah,
you know what I mean? People that their car is the number one feature.
I think we'll get into that in another day. Objects over affection.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a good topic. We'll get into that. I'll write something up for that. All right. Now, my number 8 thing on, like, date blunders is checking other women out. This one is for the guys. I guess this one could go for girls, too. What's the point of going on a date with somebody, basically? I said basically. If you're going to check other people out. It doesn't make sense. This is an obvious date. No. I mean, you don't want to do this on a date.
yeah, if a girl was doing that to me, I think I would leave.
Yeah.
You're by yourself now.
Yeah, if you're going to check somebody out, I mean, obviously...
I mean, it depends if, I guess they could do it if I didn't notice, but...
And, like, honestly, if we were sitting at a table and I was at a first date with a girl and we were talking and some, like, you know, hot guy walked by and she checked him out, I guess I really wouldn't care. But if she sat there and, like, started staring at him or, like, yeah, if it was, like, obviously annoying, then I would definitely say something about it. And don't be scared. Like, if you're on a first date with all these things that we're talking about, don't be scared to, you know, just be like, hey, you know, shut up, you're doing this wrong. Because people, I mean, need to learn. And that's what, I mean, dates are for, to learn and get to know somebody.
So, girls, if you're on a date and I walk by, don't check me out. Just keep looking at your date.
Yeah, right.
Another quote to add to that.
Yeah, because they'll be on a date with me.
It's the engineering chair.
They'll be on a date with me. It's all right.
It's the engineering chair. I have the power.
All right, my number is 7... tip is, don't be rude to waiters or service people. I would say this would be a good tip only because waiters have the power to make your night sucky. I mean, they can sit there and hold your food for as long as they want, and you can be like, oh no, sorry, it's not out yet. They can, like, not give you drinks
or overcharge you, or
yeah, exactly.
You don't want to be, you don't want to look like a jerk.
Or waiters can be your best friend. Say, like, if you wanted to take a girl on a date and you had a waiter friend or even a waiter that you wanted to prearrange something with, like, you know, hey, bring out this flower at this time, like right before, you know, dessert or something like that. See, waiters can be your friends. You can use waiters and service people. So don't ever be mean to those people. They're just there to help. So, I mean, no matter what happens, if the service is lousy, not to mention, if you're on a date with a girl and a girl sees you yelling at, like, a waiter for just, you know, doing something idiotic that really doesn't mean much, mentally she might be like, well, what if I do something, you know, that's kind of dumb? Is he going to yell at me like that? It's, you know, diplomacy over, I guess, I don't know how to say it. What did I write? Diplomacy gets a lot further than aggression. And we do judge people on, like, how they act with other people. And especially on a first date, first impressions are always, always a good thing. So you want to have a good first impression with whoever you're with.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
I thought these out. Adam is kind of, he's out of it right now.
Yeah, I'm...
He's been studying for the past... It's been a rough week for both of us.
I think I've been studying since about Friday.
Yeah, it's been a long weekend for both of us. So we're getting through this. But it's going
to... Yeah, this is just a break from studying to do this show right now.
Yeah. So, number 6. Assuming other sorts of gratification will result because of dinner. This is a big mistake that people make on first dates, I guess, because a lot of, especially guys, think that, you know, hey, I took her out, now we can go make out or something. Or, like, you know, they expect more from a date.
That's usually not the purpose of a first date.
I mean, hopefully, if it does go that way, you know, then you obviously did something good, but don't expect it, because, you know, that's not what a first date is about, like Eric said.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not what it's about. Another time, let her make the first moves.
Yeah,
I'd be all for that. I'm kind of shy. I wouldn't mind a girl taking initiative.
Yeah, if you're a girl, make the first move if you want to, because honestly, as guys, I'm going to say this right now, especially on a first date, don't try to push too hard, because you don't want to look pushy, I guess, especially on the first date. So if something's going to happen, let the girl make the first move. And girls listening out there, you got to make the first move if you want it, because if you don't want it, then just don't even try, because, I mean, some girls are all about the, you know, maybe he's going to make the first move, but guys are always looking for the girl's, you know, clue or tip for that first move, so they know when it's right.
And that could be a whole episode right there for the tips, the signs to look for.
Yeah, exactly. Alright, next one, number 5, rushing the date. Don't, my tip for, you know, date blunders is don't rush the date, because you never...
Yeah, you don't need to be like, I need to get home for Geekload Radio.
And if you do, you got problems.
Because then that shows her your priority level.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what I have down. So don't rush things. Games, like video games, or like a football game on TV, or even watching like chess match on TV, whatever you're into. I mean, all those activities can wait. Because if you're on a date, the main purpose is to be there with that person. So don't try to, you know, rush things. If you're going to be on a date, make sure you have nothing else going on for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
That might happen just because you're nervous or, you know, you have other things on your mind. Just calm down and concentrate on what's going on, you know.
Yeah, things like that. If there are other things that are pressing you to push this date on, I mean, I could see maybe if this is a horrible date and you really wanted to get it over with, that might be a time to push the, like, rush the date. But even then, I mean, you can always just have fun with the person. Even if, especially if you know you're not going to ever see that person again, you might as well have fun with the person, you know? It's
if possible.
If possible, yeah.
It may be so bad that you can't even have fun with them.
But if there are more important things that you need to evaluate and see if you're actually ready today. Because if you have other things that are pressing on, that are stopping you from actually going on a good date, then you need to evaluate those things and prioritize.
Yeah, make sure they're not just excuses.
Yeah, no excuses. Alright, so we're halfway done. Number four, having bad eating manners.
Yeah, that's a big thing for me. If I went on a date with a girl and she was chewing with her mouth open, that's instant disqualification right there.
I have the same with people setting me up on blind dates. And this other girl, I won't mention her name, but she was nice. But I took her out on a blind date, and we were eating at this restaurant. It was a fancy restaurant. And I wasn't very hungry, but like, she ended up ordering, like, the biggest steak on the menu and, like, eating it, like, so sloppily. Like, I didn't know how to look at her with a... like, I didn't know how to look at her with a somber face, you know? I'm just like, oh, my God.
Yeah, don't be sitting there and licking your fingers after each bite and things like that.
Yeah, I'm eating a salad and, like, you know...
If you're going to do that, do that
privately.
She's
sitting there chowing down a steak. That was kind of... I didn't know what to do. I didn't know. She was like... It was incredible, man. I don't think I've ever seen a girl chow down a steak so fast.
That may be attractive to some people, though.
I just... That wouldn't really bother me. Not as much as it would some people, I guess.
Another thing, don't eat from her plate without asking. You know, if you want to try that shrimp on her plate or something, ask her. Don't just, like, stick your fork over there, because that's not very nice.
Yeah, you can be polite about it.
Be like, man, that shrimp looks good. Can I have some?
Ugh, just shrimp sucks.
Wait to see if they're done eating. It's about her first, not the food.
Exactly.
Hopefully.
That's a good tip, Eric. It's about her first, not the food. Now, I would say, unless you're really starving, then it could be about the food. But chew with your mouth closed, you know, obvious things. Swallow before talking. Take your time. While you eat, don't try to rush it, I guess, is goes along with the other thing. I mean, if you sit there and gobble down all your food, you're going to have, like, indigestion problems later. And you're going to be, like, farting or, like, burping, and that's not ever good.
Yeah. I would suggest on a date, don't order to stuff yourself. Just order to just have a nice, pleasant meal.
Yeah, exactly. Like I was mentioning, like, I had a salad and, like, a soup, and... Like, most times, like, when I take a girl out, I'm more there for the company and not the food. Exactly what Eric said before, you know? So...
Unless you're at Olive Garden, then eat all the breadsticks you can.
Yeah, all the breadsticks and salad as much as you can. Alright, number three, I think we're at? Yeah, number three.
Trace.
Gushing around about how much you like her. Like, don't be over... I guess lovey-dovey with on a first date, especially on a first date. If you're sitting there and you're like, oh my God, your eyes are so beautiful, I want to marry you. Obviously, that's not going to turn out really good, especially if you just met this girl and this is your first date.
It's just a little cheesy.
Yeah. Cheesiness, you can play it out, but don't overplay it out.
Yeah, that would just show that you are pretty one-dimensional.
I mean, yeah. It'll almost be...
Can't talk about anything else except me.
Yeah. So, basically what I'm going to say is leave emotion spillage for another time. like, don't pour your heart out to her then. It's not, like, the moment in time to do it. You'll have more moments in time if it happens that you do have time later on to do it. So, let's see. Do you have anything else for that?
No, not really. Nothing besides my cheese content comment. Just, yeah. Don't.
You have anything else?
Nope, let's move on to numero dos.
Alright, numero dos. Bad-mouthing exes. This one I like, because, I mean, I don't like it. This one's one that you definitely should not do on the show, or like on a first date, because girls don't like to hear about other girls for the most part, especially when you're sitting there and you barely know the girl you're with. Have you ever had experiences with going out on a date and talking about exes?
Yeah.
I had another date that I went on, totally different girl than the other ones, and she wouldn't stop talking about her ex-boyfriend, and it was her ex-boyfriend this and her ex-boyfriend, how her ex-boyfriend always didn't do this for her or like whatever, and it got really annoying. And I mean, exes are gone, basically just get over it, because their exes are exes because they're exes. That's, I don't know how else to say it.
Just start over.
Yeah.
Be like, you are my first.
Especially when you start bad-mouthing or criticizing people. Like, if you start criticizing your ex-girlfriend for something, I mean, it's just giving you... It's just showing her that you, like, criticize... I don't know. You're critical of people. Especially when you're trying to criticize women, because women take offense to things really easy. I think guys do, too. I mean, but maybe... perfect example. Say things do work out with a girl, and all you do is, like, you know, I don't know, talk about your ex. One day, eventually, that girl might be your ex, and she's gonna know. So, even on, like, after, like, a second or third date, and you're still talking about your ex-girlfriend, she's just gonna dump you, because she knows that it's not gonna go anywhere, and you're still hung up on your ex. So, that's what I'm gonna say about that.
Okay, what to do if you're on this date and the person you're on the date with brings up the ex?
That's a good question.
So you don't mention it, so you play it safe and you don't mention it, but another
but
person
they
brings
do.
It up.
That's a good question. I would say if somebody...
Just be like, I don't want to talk about it.
Well, like in my situation when I was with that girl, she was just so fed up with her ex. I guess they recently broke up or something. And I was... I don't know. I didn't know what to say to her at the time, because it was one of those, alright, just keep going, I don't care anymore sort of things. I just indulged her, because I knew it wasn't going to go anywhere. But if it starts getting annoying sometimes, even just step in and be like, hey, you know what? Be like, I don't want to really hear about your ex. I don't know what would be a good way to say that, like, politely to somebody.
Try to change the topic.
Yeah, change the topic, that would be... Or, like, order bread or something. Be like, Monsieur, come here. I need some bread.
Or be like, maybe...
Excuse yourself,
yeah,
for
excuse
a moment
yourself
or something.
So you can go do something. Go to the bathroom, yeah. I guess. Even if you didn't have to go.
Wow, good tips. Good tips.
Because by the time you come back, maybe they won't be thinking about it anymore. Or you can come back and you could tell them...
Tell her some funny story that you thought of, you know. Or make
or
something
I tell
up.
You about the time.
Yeah.
Don't bring back stories like, there was this guy in the bathroom. And
man.
I was wondering if he was alive.
Sounded like an elephant.
Alright. You need to use the proper table manners that your mommy taught you back when you were 6 years old, 5 years old.
Exactly. That goes with number 4, having bad eating manners. Alright. Number 1 dating blunder that you can make, I would say, and not to do on a first date, is being cheap. Now, I know this is hard, and money sometimes is an issue.
I don't know. I don't really agree with that one, because it really depends on the person you're going out with.
I'd have to agree.
And where it is, and what kind of date it was. I mean,
if they may not be somebody who's going to let you spend the money, you know, they may want to be...
That's true.
Pay for each other.
My psychology about it is this, though. If I ask a girl on a date, I'm not going to expect her to pay, because I'm the one that asked her to go out. I'm the one that asked her to, you know, take her time and go to somewhere that she normally wouldn't go to pay for food, you know? Because, I mean, I wouldn't say, like, you know, service, but it's kind of, you know, you're just doing something nice for that person, and you're just showing that person that you appreciate them. And women especially like to feel that they're worth the effort and the time and the resources. So, I mean, there's, either way, it depends on the girl you have. Like I said,
yeah, some are 50-50. You take them out, and then they're going to want to take you out and pay for you next time, if there's a next time.
Exactly. So, just read the girl. If, like, a perfect example, if you met a girl at a bowling alley, a perfect date would be to take her to the bowling alley. Because, you know, she likes bowling already. And, you know, you don't have to be too expensive, or it doesn't have to get too expensive, or you just order pizza or something like that, you know. But if you're sitting there and you find some, like, GQ girl at, like, the mall or something, she, like, walks out of Victoria's Secret and she doesn't have a boyfriend, obviously, you know that there's other things going on, but
it does not, you don't necessarily have to have a first date that even costs you anything. You can just go for a walk to
yeah.
a place.
Who says you have to go to a fancy restaurant and
well,
eat it up?
Later on, we're getting, like, in a couple, you know, segments or whatever, after our tech topic, I have some dating tips and, like,
okay.
date advice that we're going to give.
Moving along.
So we'll move along.
Yeah. We're already at, like, 47 minutes.
Yeah, we'll have to rush this. All right. I can move this down here. Right, our next topic that we're going to talk about is usually our tech topic, and this tech topic is about blogs. And I've recently started a blog on the website because I wanted something to do. Just somewhere where I could write, you know, feelings or thoughts or emotions or whatever that was going through my head, because it's always good to have something or somewhere to just vent to. Like, it doesn't really matter. And, like, Adam, you set up blogs before. And
yeah.
You set up my blog because I wasn't familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it fairly easy?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of them that are... I mean, if you're running your own web server or you have a server, you just drop all the files into a directory, and a lot of them will have an install script. But it can get even easier than that. There's sites like LiveJournal,
Zanga,
CrazyLife.org, which I think is run by somebody at this university, but I'm not sure.
Now people are going to look it up. No, that's
where you just create an account and they do everything else.
Yeah. Do you know any?
And then those ones, sometimes you know, people create communities and you can join communities and you meet people.
No, I don't. I just if you find some message board, you know, it's kind of friendly. I don't know. I guess I'm a fan of message boards.
Yeah, message boards. I think one of the more popular ones out there right now is, at least for our area, Zanga. They have MySpace is another blog site, but that's more like community oriented, where you have your pictures and you have friends that you can add to your profiles, and I guess Zanga does it a bit too. But I mean, what are some benefits that, like, our listeners can get from blogging?
Well, I guess one benefit is that if you were interested in somebody, and maybe if you were talking to them online, you could find out if they have a blog. You might not even have to come out straightforward and ask them. I know sites like LiveJournal have a search where you can search for people who have blogs, and I think one of the things you can search by is, like, their AIM name or their Yahoo name, and you can see if they have a blog. And that could key you in on some hints of whether or not this person's seeing somebody or who they like. Because, you know, people will... In a way, you're posting things that you want other people to read.
Right.
Yeah, everything's public, obviously. If you're going to type it, everybody can read it.
There's a reason it's being posted online. They want it to be seen.
I mean, part of them, like, part of the whole live, you know, the blogging thing, you know, makes a red flag come up in my mind where, you know, personal security at risk.
Yeah, there's security issues, I guess.
Yeah, you want to be careful. I've seen blogs before. People are like, this is my cell phone number.
Yeah.
You can mail me stuff here at this address.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, just for your personal security, so you don't have some stalker out there that's following you or something. But, like, I would say a benefit of having a blog, and, like, something that I found, I mean, personally, I sometimes I just want to like write something, but I don't know where to write it at, or like sometimes I have something to say, but I don't know who to tell it to, sort of thing. So having a blog, I can sit there and like write out whatever I want and just type it, and then anybody that wants to read it, that's interested or who cares, can read it. And
normally your friends might be interested in reading it.
Yeah.
You just gotta remember that it's a public journal, not a private journal.
Yeah, well, and like a good thing with that too. Say you're shy and you don't want to talk. Like you know, a girl is looking at your blog or something like that, mm-hmm. or like you know, a girl's like looking at your website, and you're shy about asking a girl out, or you're shy about like wanting to know if this girl likes you, or even explaining to the girl what you feel. A blog would be a perfect way to do it, because, I mean, you don't have to directly talk to that person. I mean, in the long run, that's not really a good idea to do, because you always want the physical communication and you want to actually be talking to that person. But if you just want to get things off your chest, I would say that's a good way to do it.
Venting is good.
And people can leave comments to your entries, too.
Yeah, people can leave comments. My blog is up. I wrote in it last night, and people commented already to what I had to say. So,
if you're not too many people read mine, because it's not necessarily public. It's only a need to know. People, my friends see it. And I've been blogging for almost a year.
Well, and that's another thing. I mean, you can create anonymous blog names. Say if you wanted to write something that you really didn't care who saw it, but you didn't want certain people to see it, just create a fake name for like Zanga or LiveJournal or MySpace, and just go on and write whatever you want. And it'll get things off your chest.
Yeah,
especially.
It's a lot of fun to look back on and see how your life has changed.
Exactly.
If you're going through some hard times, or say if you're going through some really good times, go ahead and start a blog, because it'll be fun to look back on that stuff. Or it might help you through it, because then you'll see your progress.
Yeah. I've gotten to the point, like, I look back at some things that I've written in the past, not on blogs, but just because I have this thing where, like, I'll just type something in a text file. Just, like, if I have an idea or a quote or some poem or, like, something stuck in my head, I'll just type it out. And, like, I've been, like, going through some of my old ones, and I'm just like, whoa, I wrote that? Like, I don't remember feeling like that, or I don't remember what happened. And it's just weird to go back and see things like that. So, on a whole, I would say blogging is a good experience. And for those of you who don't have a blog, research it, look into it. It's always a good thing, good way to express yourself. And even if it's not directly to someone, it's just a good way to do it. So, we're like running out of time. We have like 8 minutes left.
Well, I guess we're not totally limited to an hour, but let's keep going. We can, anything we don't cover, we can do next week.
Last but not least, our dating tips of the week. I found this article, and these are all fall ideas. These are all fall dating tips that you can do, since we are in the fall season as of 6 days ago. 6 days ago?
I think so.
Okay, 6 days ago. Yeah. We are in the fall season, so dating tips and styles might change now that it's getting cooler out and stuff. I have some ideas written down here that, I mean, you can use these for your dates, or you can use these for, like, fun ideas just to do with people. I'm just going to go through them, and then you guys can mention other ones if you think of any. One of them is, like, enjoying a trip through the wilderness, you know, just checking out the trees. If you're in a tree filled area, because like if you're in Arizona, you're obviously not going to have like the colors of the trees and stuff like that. But if you're somewhere that has like the changing of the leaves, it's really cool to go on a walk in the wilderness or something with that special person or even a friend.
That would be my ideal idea for a date. I would love doing that with someone.
Go for it then.
Do it.
That can be your October goal by the end of the month.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll have goals for the end.
Okay.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Another one is take a hot air balloon to see the wilderness, you know? If you don't want to walk through it, take a hot air balloon through it. And little do people know, hot air balloons are pretty easy to find. I mean,
I never really looked into that. It's interesting.
Yeah. They're not really that hard to find. Amazingly enough, you can go online and look anywhere in your area. Like, nothing's going to be too far away. And especially if you have a girl that's, you know, likes adventure or likes surprises or whatever. If you even drove for 3 hours, you know, to take her on a hot air balloon ride for, you know, an hour over the wilderness. I mean, that's like one of those dates that is, you know, memorable. That she'd remember it, and you just have a good time with it. It's something to share.
Unless you can't handle it. You don't want to go up in the air and be like freaking
unless
out.
Unless you can't handle the height. But it's not that bad, I promise.
You ever been on one?
No, I have not. But I've been in really high places before.
So that would be cool.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. I'd do it.
I would, yeah, definitely. I'm going to look into it. Maybe I will do it. We'll see. All right, go trick-or-treating.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
I mean, it's always something fun to do. You always got to find fun new ideas with people that you're hanging out with. If it's
go at people who are too old to go trick-or-treating.
You're never too old to go trick-or-treating. That's my
idea. I think I did it even after the fall after I graduated from high school. I went trick-or-treating with some people.
This coming from the guy that looks like he's 16.
I look like I'm 18 or 19. Thank
yeah,
you very much.
All right, so I was. That's a good tip. I would say
it'd be a little strange, but I'd be for it.
But it's something fun to do. I mean, you have a girl that
he could get away with it too.
I could easily
get away
with it.
We all
get
away with it.
Yeah, we all.
None of us look
really
our age.
Young. I would definitely say though, you know, if it's something fun to do, go egg a house or something. Not that I'm recommending egging houses, but just do something fun and outgoing that you normally wouldn't do. And trick or treat is the perfect time to dress up. And talking about dressing up. I'll save that one for later. My next one is rake leaves together and play in them. You know, like, when you were young, you'd, like, make a big pile of leaves.
And you itch for, like, an hour.
I know. But it's worth it. It's so worth it.
It would be worth it, yeah.
I mean, just having fun, you know?
Like, ah, there's inchworms in this pile.
Oh, so gross. All right. We'll go on.
It makes sure it's a fresh pile. Don't, like, leave it out so it rains on it and stuff, and you jump in it and squish.
Yeah. My next one is go on a hayride.
Hayride? I don't think people, like, our listeners down south or Florida and stuff might understand that one.
Like, Arizona and California.
Let's go on a hayride.
We had hayrides back in our
town. We're from the Midwest. That's what I'm going to say. And we have a lot of hay. Haunted houses.
Let's go on a hayride, y'all.
Haunted houses. I have that as a cool place to go.
Yeah, haunted houses are cool. There's actually quite a few like around here if you look at it. Like, look for them.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of good ones in this area.
There's some good ones, too.
Yeah. I've been to a couple. Last year, I was at a couple. And it was... they were good times. I'm not going to lie. Those were fun times.
I went to one once where members of PETA showed up to try to shut them down because they actually had real, like, pig's heads and things in their, like, house.
Wow, that's crazy.
People would come at you with chainsaws that had no, you know, no chain on them.
Yeah.
It's still be freaky as hell.
Funny, like, last year...
They'd, like, jab you with them, but there'd be, like, no chain on it.
Last year, we went on a, like, on a little... I guess we spent the whole night going to different haunted houses and stuff, or, like, finding stuff to do. And we went to one. And I went through... We had to go, like, you know, as two people. And I went through, and Holly's gonna hate me for this, but she, like, tore my, like, arm off, like, one time when the chainsaw guy came through. And then, like, I couldn't hear out of my left ear for, like, 3 hours another time. It was so bad. That's alright. It was fun. Let's see, next.
That was also, you can combine those two, too. There's a town close where my parents live. They actually have haunted hayride.
Haunted hayride?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So everyone gets up onto this, you know, trailer that's attached to a tractor with hay bales on it.
Nice.
And then people come out of the, like, the trees and stuff, and they have this fake car accident, dead people getting pulled out. And it was creative.
Interesting. Huh. All right, this one I was gonna go with trick or treating before, but like host a haunted house or host a costume party or go to a costume party, you know, mm-hmm. with just a friend or like even a girlfriend. These are all like date or group activities.
You don't even have to do this just for the Halloween season.
No, you can always have a costume party.
I just realized that was a theme.
See, around here, like, sometimes, like...
The whole Halloween theme.
Even in March around here, people have, like, duct tape parties where everyone who goes has to have their own clothes made out of duct tape.
Yeah. Or just come up with some crazy idea.
Is that a dating tip, though?
No, well, these are all dating tips or fun ideas, basically. These are all dating tips or fun ideas.
I guess they could work. Depends on...
These aren't necessarily one of those... I mean, because, honestly, I probably wouldn't take a girl on a first date on, for trick-or-treating or something like that. These are just fun ideas to do with you know, people. Just to get to know people better, because, you know, to lead up to first dates or whatever your plans are. So, dress up for a costume party or go to a costume party. If you have pumpkins in your area, carve a pumpkin together, you know. Write your initials in the pumpkin.
If you're talented enough.
Just be careful with the knife. That's all we ask.
Yeah, be careful with the knife. Let's see. Another one is, there's a lot of sporting events now, since it's the fall season, football especially. That would be an awesome time, especially when it gets colder, to go to a football game and huddle under a blanket with, you know, some girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some cuddle time at the football game.
Exactly. Let's see. That was basically it. Do you guys have any other, like, cool ideas that we can do, at least now or in the fall?
No. See. You can always take them to Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese. I love Chuck E. Cheese. So great.
I still like going there.
We should do a show live from Chuck E. Cheese. Oh, that would be so awesome.
Chuck E. Cheese, don't have wireless.
All right.
Talk about a cheesy date, huh?
Oh, that was...
Thank you, Bert.
Yeah, that's where we need a soundboard at. All right, let's see.
Remember when it used to be called Showbiz Pizza?
Yeah, what was up with that?
I don't know.
We have no Chuck E. Cheese in our area, so I've never been to one.
You've never been to a Chuck E. Cheese?
Guess I've missed out.
You've missed out. I went to so many birthday parties at Chuck E. Cheese.
No, we just have Pizza Hut around our area.
It's a... Yeah.
All right.
They used to even have, like, these animatronic things on stage that, like, play songs and stuff. Man, it was so funny. Sorry. Just remembering that, like, I was so freaked out with those machines on stage that, you know,
they're, like, arms are falling off sometimes, though.
Or, like, sometimes you could, like, sometimes you see, like, the metal parts of their bodies, like, exposed. You go up to the machine, you can't even hear, like, the music. You just hear, from the machines moving and things. I was so freaked out by those.
Okay.
Sorry.
Way
off topic.
Memory lane. Alright, now, I was looking through some of the AIM questions that we got, and I found one that was from Anonymous. They didn't want me to say who it was. But, at the end of the show from now on, we're going to go through, like, all the AIM conversations and stuff like that throughout the show.
Based on time.
Well, yeah.
Because we're already an hour and 3 minutes.
We're an hour and 3 minutes, but, the question was, what do you do if you like someone and you had a girlfriend when you became friends? So you decided to hook her up with a friend, and now you're single and you like her even more. So basically, you were dating someone at the time, and you were having a friend that was, you know, cool, but you hooked that girl up with one of your friends, and now you like that girl, now that you're single.
Ouch.
In
my world, if she was in a relationship, she'd be off limits because I don't mess around.
In my world? I like how you said that.
Because you and me differ on that. Because with other people, I'm not attracted to them because they're taken to me.
I guess it all depends on the...
they're not fair game to me.
It all depends on the relationship that they have already. Because, like, if you just... I mean, if this is recent that this has happened... And you just hook them up, and they're not really serious yet, and they're just, you know, out there to have fun. And you think something could be more serious. I would almost go talk to the friend maybe about it. And I don't know. It's kind of one of those tricky situations. What do you think, Eric?
I have really no idea. That's quite a complicated situation. I don't even know how I would approach that.
I think we need to know how serious the relationship this girl's in with the person he set her up with.
Yeah, that would be...
If it's nothing too serious, then... Maybe you could steal her away, but...
No.
Just be careful.
That never works.
Yeah. I mean, it's not... I don't know. That's complicated. You're almost better off just moving on.
Yeah.
And maybe... Or just wait.
If you want to do something, I would say talk to the friend, though. Talk to the guy that you hook up the girl with and see... Be like... Explain it to him. I mean, if you're friends, you know, he'd probably understand... For the most part. And then if he's like, no, you know, I want to go on with this girl, then like, I think this has happened to me before, actually. And I don't remember what the situation was. I swear I think it's happened to me. But I was talking to one of my friends, and we both liked the same girl. But, I mean, I wasn't really interested in her as much as my friend was, so I just let him go for it, because I knew nothing was going to happen with us. So, I mean, just talk to the friend, maybe, and see what's going on.
That's about all I have to say, I guess, about that, because
that would be it. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to wrap it up now?
Do you want to do our personal goals for the month, or...
When's our next show? Cause it's going to be in
next week.
I mean, the day. The day. It's like October 3rd or 4th?
Yeah, our next show is... Hold on, let me check.
Because for the month of October, are these cool?
October 4th.
Okay, we'll cover it that show then.
We'll cover it that show. All right.
Yeah.
Next show, we're going to have goals of the month that we're going to...
Yeah.
And
we're setting goals for ourselves, like a four-week plan.
And we're going to have a four-week plan that we're... We're writing up...
Basically a way to better yourself.
Yeah, we're writing up some text files and stuff like that and that we're going to release to you guys.
You already know what Eric's is.
Yeah.
Although he's part of one of ours, he doesn't know it yet.
Yeah, he's part of ours and he doesn't know it yet.
I'm scared.
We already talked about it once. Yeah.
That.
Yeah. I'm doing it.
Yeah. All right.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, well... First off, people keep sending pictures.
Yeah.
Keep sending emails to us. We're always interested, you know?
Yeah, I have to write the show notes next week, so send emails.
Yeah, so send emails, because Adam's writing the show notes next week.
I couldn't print Richard today, because it was like 9 pages long.
Mine are all like nice and graphical, too.
Yeah, your ASCII text.
Yeah.
ASCII art.
Send embarrassing moments, because in the future, in one of these future shows, we're going to have an embarrassing moment segment. So, if you guys have embarrassing moments that you've had on dates or with people of the opposite sex or just, you know, in general, and someone, like, you liked was there or whatever, just send it in and we'll talk about it on the show.
Yeah, it'll be anonymous.
It'll be anonymous. Nobody has to know. I have a lot of shout-outs today. So,
all right, well, I'll go ahead and go first.
All right.
I'm going to give a shout-out to my number one fan. She knows who she is.
Aw, shoot.
Aw. Your turn.
My turn?
Yeah.
All right. I have a lot of shout-outs, actually, today, because a lot of people were listening to the show. And first off, I had to write these down because we had so many. I just want to shout-out to Holly and Adrian that are listening because they are giving me ideas as we speak. And Adrian, you will find that squid that you're in love with. Don't worry about it. Don't ask.
Squid love.
The rest of them... This is going to be in Spanish because we have some Spanish listening guests. My family is listening to the show, by the way. And so it's going to be kind of weird. You guys can just, you know, try to understand, I guess.
We have some Spanish listeners.
Yeah, we do have Spanish listeners today. Direct from Mexico and Arizona.
Go ahead and let it go.
All right.
See how much I can come try to go.
Mi abuelita que está oyendo. Y a ver, mamá. A mamá, Juan, Fer, Juan, Chico, Juanito, ¿quién más? Giselle, Mónica, y es el cumpleaños de mi mami ahora, que ahora, no voy a decir cuántos años tiene, pero feliz cumpleaños, mami, luego hablamos más, pero eso es lo que tengo que decir. And, there we go. You want to sing? It's my mom's birthday, if you guys didn't catch that.
I think I know a little bit of that song. Feliz
cumpleaños aquí.
Alright, we're done. We're done. That's the end of that song.
Alright, I have one more shout out to Docs, because he gave me some ideas that I'm going to use in future show too. So, that's all I have.
Do you have any shout outs? Eric?
I've got one.
Too shy.
My uncle just got married, and he's quite a loner, kind of like me, so just to all of you out there who are kind of like me, kind of in a situation like that, just keep trying at it, you know, you'll eventually get there.
How old is your uncle?
He's actually in his mid-40s, so if he can find somebody at that age, you know, to spend his life with...
Eric, don't wait that long.
Go for it. Well, hopefully it won't be that late, but, you know, if it happens, it happens. Good, so I will shout out to
you. Have an October plan, though, so...
Yeah, we have an October plan.
We'll see how that works, but...
Geek Love Radio's going to hook you up.
And in the future, we are going to have prizes. We were talking about ways to get more people involved with the show. And one of our ways is that in this next month, since this is the last show of this month, it's going to only apply to next month. Well, I guess from this show on until the end of next month. Listeners that send in emails, you guys are going to all be put in a drawing for a prize at the end of the month. And,
yeah.
So if you're listening and you have emails to send us of problems or whatever, we're going to start giving out prizes and stuff. And, yeah, that'll be good. We have some bigger prizes, too, that we might give out later.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how those go.
All right, well, before I forget, give a shout to Nikolai, too, who's not here tonight.
Oh, Nikolai, yeah. And my brother, because he's always giving me ideas.
Is he still single?
My brother is still single, by the way.
Single.
He wouldn't like everybody to know that my brother is still single, and he's looking. And,
He's got an email address on the
I should. I don't think he'd mind, but...
We should make an application for him. And
he could be a Geek Love Radio project. No, he's a pimp. He always has the women over, and then I always steal him. Or so he says. All right, no, I'm joking. But it has happened. But all right, we'll talk about that later. So I'm done. Are you guys done?
Yeah, I think I'm done.
That wraps it up.
Now we can go study more.
Yes.
Well, I can go study more. You guys can go do whatever.
Yeah.
Good thing. I don't think I'm going to study more tonight. I'm just going to relax and
go to sleep.
My
group decided not to turn in a project that we have to turn in tomorrow. They emailed me and they're like, hey, we're not going to turn this project in. I'm like, what?
I want to mention that a person in my class today was able to get the previous tests or the exams from the last semester's class for the same class I'm in right now.
Huh?
The same teacher. So I have copies of both exams, all the quizzes.
Good thing people don't know where we're at
and what class it is.
So
I've got something like that too for one of my classes. It's nice.
I really doubt it's going to be the same exam, but it gives me a good idea what it's going to be like. So
good.
So
good luck with that.
I'm a cheater.
Yeah, you are a cheater.
It's not really a cheating though.
I don't consider it cheating because I took the last one.
I'm just consulting someone who took it before.
Right.
Cheater.
So?
Cheater.
Yeah.
All right, we're done.
Okay.
All right. We'll just have like a rant session or like talk session sometime.
All right, well, until October 4th.
Have fun, people. This is DJ Sub-Zero, or Richard.
This is Adam.
And this is Eric.
We'll see you next week.
Peace.